The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Boxing, and this weekend the Smith brothers invade Germany. Paul facing up against Tyrone Zuger for the WBA super middleweight title, and his brother Stephen recently added to the bill as well. Let's say good morning to Stephen. How are you?
Morning, mate. All good, thanks. You?
Yeah, right. Tell us about this fight then. When was it organised?
Just recently, to be honest with you. It was one of them things. He said, basically, there's a slot on the bill if I'd like to go on it. So, I'm going to be there anyway, watching my brother. So, why not get over there and fight myself?
You thought, why not? Because you've actually been out of action for quite a while, Stephen, haven't you? November?
Yeah, November, my last one. So, it's good to get back. And, it's just all I want to do now. I want to get back in the ring and fight and get back to winning ways and move on and progress towards bigger things.
You fought a remarkable Jason Souza back in November. But I would imagine, for any fighter, when you come off the back of a defeat, you're just itching to get another go at things.
Yeah, that's it. You just want to get back. You want to put things right. And I've been like this for a while now, but just sort of waiting around and in the gym training for a long time. So it's been a bit of a frustrating period, but I'm delighted now to finally get in there and get back to doing what I do best.
And what is it, Stephen? Is it just the right opportunity coming up? Were you always just waiting for the right fight or the right build to be on?
No, I was always in the gym, just waiting for an opportunity, and things were a little bit dry, not really coming around. But when this opportunity popped up to get back out there and get fighting again, I jumped at it.
Do you know anything about your opponents?
No, I literally just know he's won. He's 10, lost twice. So that's it. I don't know whether he's orthodox, southport, or short. I haven't got a clue. To be honest, I'll just work it out when I get in there.
You're going into this one a little bit blind, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you always enjoy fighting on a card which has one of the brothers on as well?
Yeah, it's a bit of both, to be honest with you. It's always good once it's done for us type of thing, but it's probably harder fighting on a bill together, because you go through it twice over, up to four times over with us, because we all get probably more nervous watching our brothers than we do fighting ourselves. So it's more of an emotional night, to be honest with you, when we fight. But once it's done and we can look back, it makes it all the more special.
Right, you'll want to follow in your brother's path, and we'll talk about Paul in a moment or two, but you'll want a third crack at a world title as well. You've already had two goes at it. Things haven't quite materialised for you. When are you hoping that could actually happen for you, Stephen?
Soon, to be honest with you. That's all part and parcel of this. Getting back in, getting back to winning ways, You've got to start putting your name back out there and building your way back up the rankings towards what is the aim still. My achievements in the past haven't changed anything about my future. I still want to go and be world champion. That's always been my goal since a baby, and nothing's changed.
But were you quite surprised that Jason Souza went on to lose, didn't he, in the fight after yourself against Lomachenko?
I wasn't really surprised. I think Lomachenko was the best in the sport myself, to be honest with you, and that's talking pound for pound. He's really is a one-off. He's a special athlete, and I'm not surprised anyone losing to him. So it's just one of the things. After his performance against myself, he got given an opportunity to go in and fight the very best, and good on him. He took it. He wants to put himself up against the best, and he fell short, which is not surprising, really.
Fingers crossed that third chance comes for you pretty soon, Stephen. What about your brother?
Yeah.
He's up against Tyrone Zuger, I think that's the pronunciation, who's only had one draw in 20 fights, so he's had a pretty unblemished record. Now, Paul, of course, has had a couple of cracks at a world belt already. One, he might look back at that first Arthur Abraham fight and feel a little bit sore by the result that time round. Is this a good fight for him?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think Zuger's a talented lad. He's young. I think he's 25. He's always been a good talent coming through. He's fit. He's got a good work rate. But there's definitely vulnerabilities about him. And I think he can be hurt. And I think Paul, one thing about Paul, he's always carried tremendous punch power, and it's something what he's open to capitalise on. He's going to get in there, and he knows it's the last chance saloon for himself. So he's going to put everything on the line. He's going to go for it, and you'll see a lot of power shots thrown. And I think Paul will be going for the knockout, and it should be exciting what in a while it lasts. But fingers crossed he'll get it, and he'll come out of Germany a world champion.
I tell you what, you can't fault him for trying, can you? I mean, again, he's fighting abroad. He's done it in America. He's done it in Germany before. That certainly won't faze him now.
No, he's very experienced. He's boxed, well, you know, nearly all his life. He's been around the world, as you said. So, but these type of occasions aren't really, you know, too daunting for him, and it's something what he's really looking forward to. And again, you know, he knows it's a real last chance saloon for him. So it's making it all the more, a little bit of pressure on it, but it's something that's making him rise to it. And he's putting it in the gym, and he's going to get in there and put everything on the line. He's willing to give everything he's got to become world champion.
Are both of you that sort of character that sort of refuses to walk away from things until you've achieved the ambition?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, to be honest with you, because literally since the day we first ever laced the gloves up, I think we were about 8 or 9 years of age, your aim's always been to be world champion. And, you know, we've been so close within touching distance twice, so it's something that your outfit's always the same. You always still want to achieve your goal. You still want to become world champion. And, you know, nothing changes. You just seem to be running out of time as it's getting on. But it's always the same target for us, and we'll give everything we've got to try and do it.
You've got quite a few supporters heading over to... Is it Frankfurt you're fighting in?
Yeah, it's Wetzlar or Wetzlar, just outside of Frankfurt. But, you know, everyone's flying into Frankfurt, and there's been quite a few going as well. It's always a good trip over to Germany. It's always a good one for the, you know, all our friends and family. So it's going to be the same again this time. It'll be a good outing, and hopefully it's going to be a very successful one for us.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.